Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye.
Primos y primas, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia, and le tengo que dar muchísima gracia. Huge thanks to Podcorn for sponsoring this episode. Podcorn is a marketplace connecting podcasters to amazing podcast sponsorship opportunities, such as host read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and so much more. And you know your prima is able to have this podcast with Podcorn. There's no middleman, literally, you guys, because podcasters of all sizes can browse, collaborate with brands directly without any exclusivities. And they can set their own rates, they can choose their opportunities. And yeah, we can grow because a lot of you don't know. I appreciate you for listening to this podcast, but most importantly is good sponsorships. Good sponsorships that are aligned with the Dear God, Are We There Yet podcast was only possible literally through Podcorn, because I literally don't ever have to give up any rights to my podcast, and Podcorn is here to support me every step of the way to ensure I'm protected, and of course, mi dinerito, I'm compensated for the work that we do with the brands. The marketplace mission is to give podcasters transparency, creative freedom, and full control of how and when we monetize. So prima y primo, if you're thinking about a podcast or you don't know how to monetize it, click the link in my show notes to sign up to the Podcorn and start browsing sponsorship opportunities. Ahora, let's get into our episode, porque vamos a hablar. Yes, so today's podcast, all right, I want to thank everybody again, like everybody who's listening to this podcast, yo te quiero mucho, but seriously, I want to talk about the three things that are unsaid about success, because siempre estamos oyendo y estamos viendo en la televisión y social media, la rueda social, y estamos mirando, wow, este tiene mucho éxito, like this person's very successful, like it looks so beautiful and glamorous and all that stuff, but there's a lot of things that people do not say, and there's always a price to pay, right? And it doesn't always have to be like, oh my God, you're going to sell your soul. Like, literally. I think that we have this connotation that everybody out there, like, oh my God, if they're successful, that means that they sold their soul or did something like that. Look, I'm a conspiracist to a certain extent, but I know personally people who are super successful that they might not even be in the limelight, but they haven't done any of that. They have reshaped and rerouted their path into different things. So I want to kind of talk about that, because I think that the first thing we hear is like, oh, they're sleeping with someone, or they're doing this, or I wonder whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think that comes from society. I think it's from what we hear, what we see. And sometimes it could be true. Like, oh yeah, de verdad, sometimes it can literally be true, but sometimes it's not true. And I want to talk about those three unsaid things. The first one thing is that everybody talks about, todo el mundo habla de work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard. Si tú trabajas duro, tú vas a ser un éxito. Let me tell you something. It's about working right. And I think we've all heard that about working smart and working right. Consistency. I used to tell my clients all the time, I'm like, look, you have to be consistent. And I tell myself this, you can work hard every single day, but if you're doing the same thing expecting different results, tú estás haciendo nada. Like, you're really not. You gotta work smart. You gotta work right. You can't feel like, and a lot of successful people will tell you that if you're going in and out and you're feeling like, oh my God, I worked 12 hours today. Are you just working to work? Or are you working smart towards a goal? And every successful person will tell you that they all have like achievable goals, you know, meaning that everything has a step to it. You cannot go from A to Z without going all the letters, because if you do, you're going to be a one-hit wonder, right? Like in la música, you will. You're going to have un merenguito y ya en dos semanas ese merenguito ya está, se terminó, right? So working hard, we have to have like reframe our mind around working hard and working right.
And which brings me to the second one, which is more money, more problems. Mira, Biggie Smalls lo dijo. I cannot take that quote because they're for the Biggie Smalls. But honestly, money, more money, you're going to have more problems, right? But. This is where I always come in with the budgeting thing. If you are educated in, and I'm not talking about you have to go to school and get a maestría and bachillerato and all this stuff. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying if you are educated in how to handle things like your money, okay, in your business or in your house, whatever it is, not to say that you're going to have more problems, but you're going to have a lot more responsibilities, but you're going to be able to attack them differently. And I hear a lot of people, and I read it all the time, like, oh, my goal is to have $1 million, my hope. But if you cannot budget $5, $5, how are you going to budget $1 million? And that's why I say, like, more money, more problems. What happens is that, you know, we all think that the goal is having more money, having more money, having more money. But we don't know what to do with that money. We don't know how to maneuver that money. And then we end up having more problems. Which brings me to the next one. Number three, your dream team. Listen, to be successful in anything, you cannot do it alone. It is a lie. Liar. Everybody said, oh, Beyonce tiene 24 horas. The same 24 horas that you do. Yes, Beyonce has a dream team. They be busting their booty. Everybody has a team. Every successful person has a team. Nobody has done it by themselves. It's impossible. You can't build a house by yourself. Yes, you possibly can, but it's better to be an expert, a subject matter expert in one thing than everything, because where are you really honing your skills in? And I had to sit back with this because, you know, I'm a big dreamer, right? A super big dreamer, and I'm all about teamwork. But I'm also about, you know, giving credit. I'm all about giving credit to people along the way. And if you hear me do an ad on the podcast, if you hear me doing stuff on, you know, the news, you know, my monthly email, the conversation challenge, I give credit where it's due. Because yo no sé todo. I don't know everything. And crap, I don't even want to know everything. I want to ask and question everything, but I don't want to know everything. I don't want to feel like I'm an expert in everything, because I'm not. And your dream team is the success. It really is. And that's why the people around you that are helping you, either they're helping you and you're paying them or they're not paying them, like, you have to appreciate them at whatever level they're at, because with them is what's making it possible. And your dream team is what it is. You want to get successful. You want to be at that level. Nobody talks about the types of teams you have to get and the types of teams you have to work with and the types of teams you have to be able to put together for success. And it's not easy. And that comes with investing in yourself. Like, tú no puedes decide, oh, I want to do this, and not investing yourself. Like, that doesn't work, because then nobody's going to invest in you. And these are the things that people don't really talk about. They don't talk about, you know, the firing and the hiring of a team. They don't talk about the types of people, you know. I haven't spoken about it, and I think I'm going to do a blog about it. How, you know, I had a La Swain Cafe, I had a business, and I had somebody that worked on my team, and they, I don't know what happened, but they literally, like, took my entire business plan and duplicated it. And I don't have a problem with people that come to me and say, hey, I'm inspired by you, or I want to do something, can you help me? And I'm like, all right, you could do this. Like, there's lots of competitors. It's just the way that people go about things, you know, and that's another reason why I keep talking about your team. Like, nobody talks about that, you know, where you have someone on your team that either steals from you or does things from you, or, like, we don't talk about that in success, or the problems that people have with the success and how they lose it. I mean, we see artists all the time. We see people bankrupt. We see all that. Who's maneuvering their money or managing their money or whatever. Yes, more money, more problems, because you're not understanding how business works and how success really works from the back end when it comes to money. And working hard is all about working right and working smart. And again, we're always saying, how are the 5 ways to make $1 million and all this stuff? We're not saying that how you need to be consistent to do these things. And I wanted to just debunk all this stuff, because everyone's definition of success is going to be different. And I want to start hearing and I want to start using, instead of the word sacrifice, I want to start using the word rerouted path or rerouted world. Or tú sabes cuando la GPS dice rerouted. I want to start using that mind frame and that mindset, because sacrifice can come so, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it could just be like, oh my God, I got to give up this to do this. And no, we have to reroute our path or our decisions or our choices to align them. You know, I wanted to share this on the podcast that at one point, and I'm really getting over it, of feeling like a bad mom, you know, or like because I'm a working mom or because I have dreams, or feeling guilty because I want to, you know, do certain things. And I have been doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of praying, like, oh my gosh. And I'm not going to get emotional on the podcast, because la fe es tan importante. It doesn't matter what you believe in. That's why I talk about dear God being, you know, whatever you want it to be. It could be Lola Albor, anything. It could be un carro, puede ser una mata, whatever, you know. But as you grow, the definition of success grows as well. It changes as well. And for so long, I kept thinking like, oh my God, if I make this decision, if I take this opportunity, if I do this, I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to feel like a bad mom. I'm going to feel like, oh my, you know, my daughter's going to grow up in this and blah, blah, blah. And then I start to think about how I grew up and the things that we were super involved. My parents were super entrepreneurs, like super, okay. I think most Dominicans are naturally serial entrepreneurs because ellos se la buscan, right? But my parents were, and we were so involved in it, and we were involved, not to like, oh, mommy's going to work. No, we were like, oh, mommy's going to work. This is what mommy's doing. Oh, why mommy's doing that? Oh, okay, papi's charging this. Okay, why do we do, like, we were so involved in that, and it brought this hunger. Which, this is the reason why we were able to do so many things. Like, my father used to take us to so many places and travel and stuff, because we worked hard. And he opened that for us, those opportunities for us to see the world and for us to experience different things. And that's when I come to my conclusion, like, I need to just reroute my path and my roads and stop thinking it's a sacrifice. I need to stop feeling like, if you're a mom out there and you enjoy, you have a passion or a dream and you enjoy working, you want to grow that. Yeah, there are some times you're going to have to leave your baby. There are some times that you're going to have to, and it doesn't mean you're abandoning your baby. It doesn't mean that you're putting your baby second or third. And that's something personally that I like to share that I had to go through, because it doesn't make me a bad mom. It doesn't make me that I'm not thinking about her and her future. In fact, it's the other way around, that I want her to see it. I want her to experience. I want her to be around volunteering retreats where I get groups of people and we're all painting a house, we're all helping, cooking, or doing something for our community. I want her to grow up and say, that was a part of my DNA, as part of my everyday DNA, you know, where I had, you know, we did things on the weekends, or we did summer, we, you know, our Thanksgivings were based on giving, and gratitude was every day, and budgeting was huge. I was able to save, give, and donate, whatever. And because there are some pockets of things that I wish I had as a child. And so I'm going to tell you this, if you are a mom listening, or even if you're not a mom listening, or if you're someone listening to this show and you often think like you following your dreams, your aspirations, and you're feeling guilty because you're not, you know, oh my God, this person, you know, it, again, it's going to be a rerouted path, or as we all say, sacrifices. Yes, there's going to be some, but it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It's all the rerouted path decisions that you decide and how you do it and how you include the people in your life to understand that's important to you. And I'm super passionate about this, because now as a mom, my definition of success kind of shifted. Before, it's always been like that. But now with a baby, you want to build these blocks and these stepping stones so that she can look back and be like, wow, pero mi mamá chévere, huépale, right? And of course, there's going to be things that, you know, you never know. You could do all these things and your child can still come out look being a hot mess, right? Because I know. But it's what you could do is just try. And so I wanted to share that on the podcast, because I've been, you know, I know that we all are all impacted by the things that we read, we see, we experience, and we're always having this little anxiety of like, if I do this choice, this means this. No, only you can make yourself feel like that. And I've come to that conclusion that I am not a bad mom. My career is important, or my dreams are important, but it's because it's something for the good, for the future, and for my happiness. Because if I'm not happy, my baby's going to see I'm not happy. So think about that in your life the next time you want to do something, and you're probably, your hand is on one way and your hand is another. If you're married, or if you're taking care of an elder family, or you moved away from your family to pursue your dreams and you're feeling a little guilty, or you're feeling selfish. And there will be people in your life that will make you feel like you're being selfish, but you have to tell yourself, like, that's not true. You don't know me. Tú no me conoces a mí. Like, you don't know me. That I'm not selfish just because I want to do that. Like, and we live in a society where it makes us feel like that. And so these are unsaid things that successful people do not say. And even the CEO of Spanx, I love her. Like, go check her out. She's very transparent, but her husband and her, they're on the same wavelength, and they have rerouted paths all the time. But it doesn't define them if they're away, or if they're doing this speech, or if they're doing whatever. It doesn't define them, because who they really and truly are, that's what ignites their success. That's what it is. So I want to hear from you. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. Oh, I love speaking to you guys every single week. And lately I have to get back on track with my topics and everything. But check out Podcorn if you're a new podcast that wants to make a little money. They're awesome. And if you're listening to my podcast, even with my new ads, just know that you are supporting a dream, a part of the dream, because Dear God, Are We There Yet is bigger than me. It's all about changing and helping self-growth through conversations and questions. And I have a lot of exciting things coming that I'm working on, because I said to myself, like, I want Dear God, Are We There Yet to be a heartfelt business. I want it to be from the heart, everything from the heart, and change and growth and just support. So te quiero mucho. Hasta la 15 la mañana. Hasta la próxima. Thank you for listening. And if you want to be on the podcast, you can go ahead and email me at hello@deargodarewetherayet.com. Adios.